This episode of the Gamers 2 podcast is completely unedited and
like porn.
Yes, Nick, just like porn.
I like porn.
Good for you.
Pratt, do you like porn?
Yes, Nick, I do like porn.
Okay.
That's nice, huh?
Very nice.
So basically the reason why we are uncensored and uncut this whole episode is because we were in a really heated argument, and even when we had like interruptions and stuff, people were still talking and stuff, so I mean it just adds to the realism of our show, if you will.
Ooh,
so.
Realism, I like it.
Yeah.
That's a big word. I don't know if I can say that. But anyways, this episode of The Gamers 2 is brought to you by Off.
Hi, and welcome to episode 10 of the Gamers 2 podcast.
Oh my god!
Episode OMG.
Zombies!
I'll give it up, zombie.
Damn it.
Okay, yeah. So, this week with us, we have Nick here.
Hey guys, I'm Nick.
We also have Dave here, as usual.
No, you don't.
Dave the noob.
And we also have a mic here as well.
A mic, not the mic. A mic.
He's not Mike. God damn it, he's Gower. Get it fucking right.
The sissy who took stats.
Yeah. And we
L2 math noob.
Anyway, please continue.
Yeah, and we also have a special guest today with us here.
Special guest.
Yeah, special.
Yes, very special.
Of course.
Yeah,
sorry.
I guess we could say that. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Hello, boys and girls. My name would be Haywood. It's not my last name. I heard that before. Don't ask.
Okay, so it's enough for the intro here.
Intro. Okay. Yeah. So, Pratt, I have a very, very dying question for you today.
Okay, what?
All right, you ready for this, Pratt?
What?
I don't think you're ready. Ready?
I'm not ready.
Pratt, are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
What have you been playing, Pratt?
Oh, finally, somebody else said it instead of me.
Huh?
Yeah, I know.
Huh?
I know.
You don't care.
I do.
Anyways,
care.
What?
It means
so, Pratt,
a lot.
What have you been playing? That is my question to you.
Well, this week, I have been...
No one cares. Move on.
Hey, you did ask, you know. So I'm gonna say it anyways.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say
care.
It anyways. We got a long list. I got actually a decent sized list of crap that I've been playing.
I don't even remember. But continue.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some basic stuff is the Counter Strike here. Big pulling that. Zombies, huh?
Well, zombies. Dave, this is your cue.
Yeah. Oh, I've been playing, you know, WoW. And
No.
Yeah,
the other thing.
Oh. Zombie!
Thank you! Damn
there we
it!
Go,
that's
okay.
All I wanted!
I know. Remember, Yeah.
We don't want you to talk about what you've been playing. You're like third.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
And I'm the one who never plays anything new. It's always, like, the same damn thing.
Yeah, so I was like, WoW, Counter-Strike, And now Bioshock, you have to add to that list, which I have also added to my list.
Ah, what'd you get? New card, huh?
Yeah, I got the new card and Bioshock. It's pretty fun. We've also been playing the Civ 4, you know.
Every now and then.
Every now and then.
Every now and then. I've seen you on that for like the past week now.
Yeah.
Yeah, not as
started, so. Yeah, and I also picked up the Warhawk, the retail version, so I got the headset and everything.
Oh yeah, definitely. I don't even like Warhawk. It's all about the headset, baby.
The headset?
Yeah, that was so worth the $60, the headset. Plus, I guess you get an okay game.
An okay game, come on. It's pretty fun.
Yep.
I heard it was kind of devoid of levels.
Devoid of levels. Hey, EGM gave it an 8.5.
That's not the question. I'm saying it's kind of devoid of levels.
Okay, well, there's...
There's plenty of levels.
Yeah, there's a lot of levels, actually. There's 5 levels, like, actual maps. No, no, but there's like lots of different
like
subdivisions, in each thing.
Level. Nice.
Yeah. Different game modes. And, well, it's just fun. I mean, you can play.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. So I guess that should take care of me. I can't think of anything else I've been playing. So yeah, I guess we can move on to someone else here. We can move on
Nick.
To okay, fine, Nick.
Hi, I'm Nick. I'm 17. Okay, just kidding.
Likes
today
long
was first
walks
day
on the beach.
I do like long walks on the beach.
Dang it! I forgot to turn the way phone off.
Way to go! Way to telephone call line one, please, Pratt. Hey. Turn that damn phone off. Okay, I think he just muted himself. Anyways,
nice.
Hi, I'm Nick. I like long watches on the beach, as Dave said. He's had a couple walks with me. It's kind of fun. But anyways, in all seriousness, I have been playing the Warhawk, as Pratt would say.
The
been
Warhawk.
Playing, yeah, the Warhawk. Every now. Trying it out. Pretty good game. I like it.
That's it.
Wow. The headset was definitely worth the $60. And then, you know, I've been playing the, you know, WoW every now and then. You know, yeah, WoW's pretty fun. Little Civ 4. Little Civ 4, that's always fun. I enjoy the Civ 4, man. That is a good ass game.
No, I shan't.
What the hell? It's not letting me start Civ 4, and it says it's not in my games.
Nice.
Anyways, Civ 4, yeah, good game. Counter-Strike, every now and then, it's a fun game. I don't know, I've been kind of like setting my stuff all over the place, you know? Kind of like, I've been playing a lot of different games. I don't know, I'm hoping to, you know, like, get back into the WoW and just WoW it up for a little while, but I don't know what's gonna happen, to tell you the truth. Anyways, seriously, that's about it for me. Nothing too excited.
Yeah. So yeah,
that's it for me.
Move on to Dave, so he can tell his usual list.
Yep. Yeah, let's see, I got, well, you all know already. Played some WoW. Playing some Counter-Strike Zombie mod, just pwned for Mike.
Turn me into frickin' zombie.
Yeah. Anyway, BioShock. Nothing much else.
Predictable, yeah. Dave. You know.
Damn straight.
Yeah, fine. What about you, Mike?
Dollar.
I haven't played a single bout of WoW in a long time. A lot of Counter-Strike.
Can I have your priest?
No, you can't have my priest. I started.
Damn it!
If you touch anything on my thing, I'll kill you.
What if I leave your guild? Okay.
Yeah, I'll kill you. I played some BioShock. I got Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney. That is a fun game, by the way. If you don't like reading a lot, though, there's a lot of reading, but it's like.
There is.
It's kind of funny and, like, it's really fun trying to figure out how. Done it. There's always like twists you never expect, like who's actually has done it. It's really weird. Not to explain, Nick wouldn't like it, but
Oh, single me out, bastard. God.
You know those cases, you know. Some of them are pretty
tough. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really been playing.
Are you saying I'm not smart?
Insane. Sure. I haven't been playing.
I believe I have a better GPA than Gower does.
GPAs mean nothing.
How so?
No, they actually
just how much
mean
work
something.
You do.
It's no, just so much it actually, no, it they do mean something. You realize that,
well, I know
that,
they
right?
mean something, yeah. But they just
yeah. You said they mean nothing.
They mean nothing.
They mean a lot.
Smartness, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know
they do.
They you know what, Nick? Nick,
too.
Would you stop bringing this up? It really pisses me off. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Have a good day.
It's pretty gay.
There's absolutely cool. Nothing homosexual about that statement you just said. Thank you very much.
You're homosexual?
Oh my god. Okay, can we change the subject? This is really.
Well, continue on. Will you hurry up?
No, I'm not. I'm going to take my damn time.
Well, can you just go on to your next damn thing?
Just stop interrupting me?
I'm not.
I'm trying to say it. Well, okay. I've also been. You just did it again. I've also been playing.
And you just wasted more time by saying I just did it.
You just wasted even more time by interrupting me yet again.
Yet you just wasted even more time.
Just stop it. And.
Okay, we're done. Continue.
Oh, God.
I'll just stop talking. Here.
Okay, I've also been playing. Nothing. That's it, actually. That was the end.
Yeah. That was the end, huh? Okay.
That was the end.
Well, we'll move on to Haywood then. Haywood.
Ooh, my turn. I have a pretty long list as far as I'm concerned. I've been playing a lot of WoW. Yes, I play WoW. Just got my epic mount. I have three.
Congrats.
Nope.
Been playing some CSS as of late. Really fun. I like the Deathmatch server that I'm normally on.
Bless me.
Got Bioshock. Awesome, by the way. Definitely deserved the all 10s that EGM gave it. Dead Rising and Metroid Prime 3. That's the prime to date, in my opinion. And that's it as far as I can think of.
Okay.
Okay.
This is an awkward silence. What are we going to do now?
Awkward! I would just like to say something about the Alliance. I hate them. Thank you.
I would like to say something about the Horde.
Alliance is awesome.
Hey, Nick, like, Nick, you put the whore in Horde.
Oh, I am a whore, you're right. Right.
Well, we all know that, but, you know.
Yeah, of course. No, but seriously, God, Alderac Valley, so broken.
Okay, Nick, don't bring
well,
in personal
not our
vendettas.
Fault.
Don't bring
yeah,
us
it is.
Our fault.
Damn it.
It's not our
damn
fault.
Damn it. Yeah, it is, Dave.
We didn't design, right, okay? We didn't design the damn map.
Yeah, you did.
No, you didn't. All right, Nick, don't bring up personal vendettas, all right?
God damn.
What the heck is
freaking
that?
That would be my cell phone.
Nicholas Anderson
get a lot of wrong numbers.
Yeah. A
lot of wrong numbers.
Oh yeah, he does. He gets them all the time. It's so funny.
Oh my god, I get at least 5 a day.
Okay.
Can we
stop
move on now?
Call.
Can yes, we move? Please.
Okay, yeah.
What? You blocked me.
Fine. Well, we'll move on.
Dave,
move on to the...
What, the topic of the week?
Yeah, hopefully.
Console Wars Part 2,
should talk
two,
about
huh?
news first. Should talk about
yeah.
news first.
No, we're doing Console Wars Part 2. We're not doing
all right,
news.
Alright, hold on. I'm going to tell this person to go away here.
Okay.
Mute yourself.
Dude, okay. He seriously does get, like, random calls from people all the time. It's hilarious.
Okay. Hopefully that doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
Just to make sure, I'm going to put it on vibrate.
Vibrate.
Jeez, I'm gonna have to listen through this and edit out some of this crap.
No, you don't.
Well, I'll leave it in.
No, the random phone calls.
Get rid of it. God. And
okay, so on to the topic.
Console yep. Wars Part 2.
Ooh. Console Wars Part 2.
Part 2.
The PS3's gonna win.
Never.
I really don't like how you say that, but you know, that's cool.
2008, you know.
Believe.
Sure. No.
How do you beat you to it?
I don't believe shit.
Well, maybe you should.
Let's begin the discussion.
Well, yeah. Are you forgetting about Final Fantasy, Gower? Huh?
What about Final Fantasy?
And you mean the three other games they're making for other consoles?
What?
What games? I've heard they're making other Final Fantasy
lies.
Games.
All lies.
Yeah, they're making like
three other Final Fantasy 13 games. Like,
yeah
so.
But not the main. You do know that the main ones are on PS3 only.
Exactly.
Whoop-de-doo! I bet they'll come to something else eventually.
Who the hell would want to play Final Fantasy on the Wii?
Why not?
Thank you. Yeah. Why would you want to play on the Wii?
Why not?
Like, you're like,
what difference
would attack?
Swing
your thing.
Well, you could play it on Xbox 360.
They're not going to fit over to 360. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? They would never bring Final Fantasy over to 360.
Yeah, it just wouldn't work.
Okay, whatever.
It would work. It's just
but you guys,
not very.
You can't argue the future because you don't know how it's going to turn out. So
we're not arguing it. We just believe. You know, we can believe whatever we want.
We can believe. 2008.
I don't even know. I think it's too close to tell right now.
You can't.
As far as number goes, thus far we wins. That's all I gotta say.
So far.
Oh shit! God. It's because of the split market as for TK.
Well, actually,
Splinter.
The DS is working
great
market, now.
It is a split market.
It is a split market. How isn't it a split market?
That's your excuse for everything. You're like,
how
it's
is
winning
it?
Because of the split market. No, it's winning because it rocks.
Split market, Gower.
Selling to its demographic.
Thank you.
God damn you and your
demographic. They have a specific demographic.
They do have a specific demographic.
Gower, how the hell is it not a market?
Tell them that thing you told me the PetroPad earlier.
Oh, yeah, right. Do you remember how last console wars you said that you thought like 50% of the people buying Wii were soccer moms?
Yeah.
That's
way less than that. I read a statistic that said 5% of the people that bought a Wii are actually non-gamers.
What?
And everybody else that tried it just tried it at somebody else's house.
Straight from the horse's mouth. Huh? What are you gonna do?
The horse's mouth? Nintendo, you do know that Nintendo really does market to the,
I'm well aware.
We don't care!
Quote unquote, casual gamer.
Yeah,
okay.
Honestly.
Doesn't mean they're soccer moms.
They're marketing to the casual market. That's what they're doing.
Exactly. So therefore, split market.
That's what we're saying. They're appealing to the hardcore and the.
You're saying that condescendingly, though. That's the problem I have.
You're saying
I don't
it, like,
care. It is,
saying,
it
like,
is a market that is split.
You're saying it's only winning basically because of its split market.
You're telling me that if it was just Nintendo fans, you think it'd win?
There are a hell of a lot of
Nintendo
fans.
There's a hell of a lot of PlayStation fans
and
Xbox fans.
I know, it's... You.
Check, the GameCube was only for Nintendo fans. It capped around 22, 23 million.
Yeah, but for you can get Sony fans too, and they're not soccer moms.
Okay, well, let's see.
Okay, I don't know.
Last gen, the GameCube sucked the cock in sales.
Yes, I'm not going to even lie with that. The GameCube wasn't that great.
Exactly.
See, this time
I can't deny
different.
That it had great games, okay? So stop.
They did have good games.
I'm not going
like,
to deny that.
Well, they had like four good games, okay?
Four?
Way more than
like
that.
Four, okay?
Oh, we need to list again, okay? Right. Shh.
Way more than that.
Metroid Prime 2 and 1, Wind Waker. What was the other ones?
We're only counting series, by the way.
Can we count RE4? Because that was freaking exclusive for a long time.
What?
Until it died, dude. By the time it became unexclusive, the GameCube was already dead.
Yeah, well.
Okay, RE4, count it, whatever.
You can count it.
Then what else?
I need backup here.
All right, let's see what we have here. You're forgetting about Smash Brothers. We
Super
got
Smash Brothers.
Despite what you think, Chibi Robo. That was actually a pretty good game.
What was its review?
I'm gonna lie. You know the game where you're the little robot.
Both the Pikmins.
Yeah, the Pikmins.
Only count about one of the Pikmins. But how about we say all the good game series for PlayStation?
For PS2, we'll die before that happens.
Exactly.
PS.
I'm not saying that it was PS2. I'm saying that it was a completely viable system. It didn't suck balls completely because it was just the most terrible thing ever. If it was, it would have gone the way of the
Dream. But therefore, it only appealed to the hardcore Nintendo gamers, whereas the Wii appeals to everyone.
I don't know. Have you guys listened to the?
But you're using. Okay, I agree with the split market thing, but what Dave said is exactly right. You're using it in a condescending way. You're trying to use it to prove your own thing. You're just saying the only reason that it is winning is because, so if it wasn't a split market, it would be like, you know, 2 million or something, and the PS3 would be like 7.
No, well, the PS3 wouldn't be, it wouldn't be any higher. I'm just saying the Wii would be lower.
It would be lower, but it would not be that much lower.
I think the Wii would be around 7, though.
No, it wouldn't. It's like 13 million. How much it... I can't remember. No, it's not 13 million.
It's 10.9 or something. 10.9 million.
I don't know. I think they'd lose a lot of people. The reason why people buy the Wii is because they think it's cool.
Because it is cool.
Not for the reasons you think it's cool. Have you guys listened to the recent EGM live where they interview
I don't listen to crap. I'm sorry.
What?
EGM live isn't crap.
I said that. Yeah, tell that to your damn Shane kid.
Hey, don't diss Shane, okay?
I'm gonna diss Shane all the hell I want.
Oh, that's not nice. You can't diss Shane on our podcast.
He's insulting me for being what was it? What was the word?
Deadweight.
Dave, deadweight. Thank you. Then he can go to hell.
Hey.
No, you don't defend him.
I'll defend him. Okay.
No, I'm
Craig can defend whoever the hell he wants. Gower, it's a free
right,
cup.
Back.
Okay, welcome back.
Okay, everyone can think who they. God.
Fuck Shane. All right, let's move along.
The point is that the PS3 is going to win.
No, it's not.
How isn't it?
It's too early to tell. Because last
GameCube was
just like a standard system. The Wii has something going for it. Sure, it can be just a gimmick, but that's what people said about the DS.
Nick, how is it going to... Okay, Nick, what do you mean right by... Now? Nick, what do you mean by...
It's going to wear out of its coolness. It's only cool
mean,
because...
That's what exactly what they said about the DS. You're forgetting about that. They said the exact same thing. Okay,
and they said the exact same thing about the Wii. They're like, in a month, it's going to stop selling as much.
It'll stop selling, I guarantee it.
Eventually, yeah. Okay.
That they can find out.
Eventually it will, but once it hits...
The controls are crap for that freaking system. The controls are crap. I cannot stand it. Yeah, they're terrible.
That's a personal opinion, you know that, right?
Yeah. You know that they use those little piece of shit things. Seriously. It's crap.
How is it crap?
I mean, you gotta get something like Bluetooth.
The PS3 controller doesn't even have any goddamn rumble. Tell
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Oh, what's your point?
That's... Oh, rumble? Rumble. You know how much rumble is vital to the game? Like,
do you know how awesome it is to have motion controls on the PS3?
Motion controls?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no shit, that's what the Wii is about. You don't understand.
I understand. You hate the controls because you have a bias against the Wii.
Yeah. No, well, that's not why I hate the controls.
No, you all heard it. He said yeah. I caught him off guard. He said yeah because he agreed with me.
What the hell are you talking about? God,
Completely biased against the Wii.
No, I'm not biased against the PS3.
Yes, just because you can't understand the controls or like you don't like them or something, because you don't.
I know how the controls work.
You don't like Zelda at all, just because you're like it's too boring.
Well, I wouldn't freaking say that I don't like the Wii just because I don't like one game or I'd like all the games.
You refuse to acknowledge that there are good shooters for the Wii just because Red Steel sucked balls.
Hey, I played Resident Evil 4, Gower. I cannot play that game.
You picked it up, you aimed, and you put it down. You're like, I can't play this game.
I couldn't.
You didn't do anything.
That's how bad it was. Yeah, I did. I tried killing guys. You even saw it. I killed a couple guys.
You held it for 5 seconds.
5 seconds? My asshole. I played for like 3 minutes.
You tried for 5 seconds.
I've tried for at least 3 minutes.
Nick, the point is that you... It's not the exact same controls. It's different because you need to try the controls. You didn't even do anything.
I did. I played the beginning level. That's the point.
There were three guys to kill, and you didn't kill us. You didn't do anything. They're running at you.
You can't get used to those damn controls.
Yeah, you can.
What are you talking about? Me, Haywood, Cody, we can all do it just
everybody
fine.
Everybody that I know has a Wii has gotten used to it.
You're obviously one of the few people
just
that just don't get the controls.
You know, in all honesty, I actually quite enjoyed playing Metroid with the advanced controls using the little nunchucks joystick to move around and stuff.
Did you play it just fine, though? Is it good for playing?
Well, yeah, it works. I mean, it's not bad or anything.
Well, the NIC just sucks. That's.
Yeah. I just suck at it, or what?
Well, maybe you just hate it.
He has his opinion, you know.
No, it's honestly, I can't stand the controls.
Well, that's you. What about the 11 million people that have the Wii, or 10 million?
I doubt many people play.
I think there's something with you, not them.
I think there's something with I don't know.
Apparently not, because it's selling just fine.
Yeah, selling just fine. Okay.
What?
We'll see.
Okay, sure. But Nick, how do you mean the PS3 is going to win, quote unquote? Is it going to sell the most?
Just wait.
No, I'm not asking. I'm not saying.
It'll take off like the DS. Who knows?
Nick. What do you mean it's going to win?
What do you mean it's going to win?
What do you mean? By sales? By funness?
By funness, sure.
It'll win by sales, trust me. That system has a lot of
With the PS3, that's going to last a very long time. Whereas the Wii,
the Wii's
outdated technology is not going to last that long.
This argument again, Heywood. I'm sorry, but
come on. You honestly think I don't even care about graphics?
You're saying that now, but I'm.
Have you seen pictures of Super Mario Galaxies?
Yeah, I've seen pictures of Super Mario Galaxies.
It looks amazing. It looks like a GameCube game, okay? So
Thank you. It does.
Does it?
That looks like a GameCube game.
I'll bring comparison photos of Sunshine and Galaxies, and you guys look at them, and you tell me that those are exact same. You know what? You will, just because you're that. What's the word? I can't remember the asshole-ish? No, that's too mean. Oh, stick up the ass. I don't know. Can't think of the word.
Can't say a system's gonna win just because it has better graphics.
It's not the graphics thing. It's the system's long life.
It's eventually gonna get good. You know, they'll probably get some good games. You know, but I don't think they're gonna all of a sudden jump up in sales past the Wii because the Wii is going so strongly right now.
Yeah.
You know what this is happening with the PSP DS?
Well, you guys are forgetting something. The Wii is not the PS3's main competition. It is the Xbox 360, which is the PS3's main competition here.
No, the Xbox 360.
Yeah, it is. How the hell isn't PS? It's PS.
Bill Gates
the big juggernauts are PS3 and Xbox.
The main competition that he's shooting for.
Wii is just off to the damn side, kicking ass.
How is it off to the side? It's a gaming console.
It's not the same as the two. Those two are very, very, very powerful consoles. Those two things.
Yes.
I'm talking about it as a comparison as a power, not as a just system.
You know what's a very powerful game? Lair. But you know what sucks? Lair.
Heavenly Sword is a powerful game, and it is a fun game.
Have you played it?
From what I...
Thank
no.
you. Shut up. You can't talk about it.
Have you seen a single review that's above 8?
Does it matter what people review? You play games that are below that?
Oh, so you're telling
me... They suck. Genji was awesome. That got rated low.
Yeah, you're telling me that if...
Genji was awesome? I haven't seen you play that at all.
You should watch me. Well, I'm sorry. I don't like to play one-player games when my friends are over.
Well, I'm not, seeing you, but you never play that game.
Okay, so what's your point? I don't play any of my console games. I'm not a console gamer, damn
you're
it.
So contradicting. What are you talking? You're like, oh, that isn't. You know, I play that game all the time. Well, I never play my games. What are you talking about?
So what's your point?
You just. This was Phoenix, right? That would be an objection right there.
In the middle
buddy.
Of a console war, how does your opinion matter?
Because my opinion is right.
Everybody's opinion is valid.
Everybody's opinion is an opinion.
Really? Didn't know
Nick,
that.
Your singular opinion is that the Wii sucks. But apparently, a lot of people disagree with you, and not very many people agree with you. So, if we look at the facts, I doubt the PS3 is going to win.
Then how is that the facts? If that's opinion. If that's opinion...
If it's a fact...
How is it a fact? How is it a fact that the Wii
it's
is better
fact.
Than the PS3?
So many people... No, I'm not saying it's a fact...
Okay, so you're saying that everyone's
Nick,
opinion. You're
Nick,
totally contradicting yourself
Nick,
there.
Nick, can I explain, please? It's a fact.
Okay,
Okay, it's not a fact that the Wii is awesome. Some people may think the Wii sucks, but it is a fact that people are loving it because it's selling more than the PS3. So they more than the PS3. So that is a fact.
It's a fact that it's selling more than PS3, but it doesn't mean it's better than PS3.
I never said it was, but people like it more.
Okay, so what does that mean? That means that they like it more.
That means that it's not gonna, the PS3 is not gonna outsell the Wii because the people like it more. They're gonna buy a console they like. If they don't like the PS3, they're not gonna buy it. Are you following?
Really? Kinda. Yeah, I got you. I know what you mean, but I'm just saying. 2008, believe.
It's oh my god, dude! You have no evidence. You have no evidence, Dave. Dave.
Yeah.
Dave, please listen to me, Dave.
My opinion. Dave's not gonna listen to you.
Dave's AFK.
He's AFK.
Are they just bantering and saying stuff like 2008 believe? And while I'm throwing out facts, are they just
facts?
Not listening to me, or I'm really confused.
What facts?
Here. The facts that the Wii is selling buttloads of consoles and it's not slowing down, while the PS3 is selling like what, almost 2 million? Ooh, that's a lot.
4.3 something.
Plus, it's leading in every country besides.
Okay,
the
well,
United.
Okay, fine. Besides the United States, even
in every country, is that what you said?
It's beating the 360 in every in weekly sales. It's beating the 360.
We're not talking about the 360.
That's its only real competition, though.
I'm telling you that. It's only
because that's the truth.
You can't compare. Right. It's like comparing a PS2 to Wii and 360 and PS3. That's what it's like when you're comparing Wii to like PS3 and 360.
Wii has outdated graphics.
Yeah, PS2 is a console too.
Graphics. I don't
care.
Yeah,
they're all consoles.
Exactly. What's your point?
The point is, you have three choices when you want to buy a console. Basically, the Wii, the 360. Or the PS2, they're not going to think like, well, I could get the Wii, which is like a toy kind of thing. It's not a system. It's a toy. Or
That's how I view it.
That's how
a lot of people view it.
That's how you view it.
Gower, a lot of people view it that way.
Technically, the PS3 is a toy.
Did you know that 80% of statistics are made up on the spot? You just made that up. I can tell.
What? How the heck did I didn't even say a number.
You said most people.
That's our number.
I said a lot of people.
Oh, a lot of people. Yeah, also made up on the spot. How do you know that?
You just made up a bunch of numbers on the spot, too, so what's your point?
Really, what numbers? Could you tell me that, please?
Oh, Gower, you're dumb.
No! See, then you just say, Gower, you're dumb, and then you just pretend that I'm not here. When I asked you to please show me the proof that I'm doing this, and then I'll fix it, so that I could change my argument... But you're not.
And then how you're gonna change your argument?
Well, I'm gonna find the real facts. Tell me what I made up. Tell me.
You made up the fact that I don't remember. But anyways.
Oh, wow, that's a good argument. I really want to buy a PS3 now. How about you, Haywood?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I'd take it through a PS3, Tom. I have to sell my Wii now.
Apparently
the opinions of Shane Bettenhausen from EGM says that Wii is hugely successful, but is not for core gamers. It's for little girls, soccer moms, non-gamers, and Nintendo fans. And that's a lot of people, but not core gamers.
Thank you.
Gower. Because he's not part of the gamers, too. He's actually, he's an outside person who just happens to love the PS3 and is along with Nick and his closed-mindedness. Thank you and have a nice day.
You're in with your mindedness.
Okay, fine. Well,
just stop
you're
bringing other people into
the Wii. You're closed-minded about the Wii.
No, I'm not. I'll
yeah,
get
you are.
Eventually. How? How am I closed-minded?
Like you are
because
actually a little closed-minded about the Wii.
Thank you. God.
Please show me the proof. Please.
However, I don't think it's going to be a tie.
Show
in my
me
opinion.
The proof. I need proof until I admit
proof?
To that.
How the hell am I supposed to show you the proof? Pratt is recording this.
How? But where do I say that I will never buy a PS3 just because it's a PS3?
You never said that, but you've hinted at it.
I've hinted. Oh, wow. That's. Very decisive.
You have!
Good job, yeah. Ooh, hinted. That's completely decisive evidence.
Okay, well, I've hinted at not liking the Wii.
You said.
It,
I hate you, the Wii.
When did I say I hate the Wii?
He hinted at anything. He said, I hate the Wii.
When?
He said,
when?
I hate the Wii.
Where's the proof, Gower? Where's the proof?
It's in the sound recording, actually. You said it.
Oh, okay.
And you said you hate the Wii controls. I never said I hate the PS3. I never said it. Check the recording. I have proof. You don't.
Yeah, whatever.
What did you say right now? Just blow me off because you have no proof, and then you know that you're going to lose.
I'm going to lose. Yeah, right against you.
Okay, I'm just going to stop arguing so that Haywood can start arguing because Nick hates it, because I hate Nick right now, so.
You got to go ahead, Haywood. Can't just.
God, I am muted.
You like that.
What?
He said something.
Okay, I have something to say really fast. These guys on Dig bring up a nice point. You know who's winning the console wars? IBM.
That's true. Well, they're winning the IBM wars or whatever.
No, they're winning. Because all three systems have IBM chips in them.
Yeah.
They're winning the chip wars, not the console wars.
Also, you know who else is winning? GameStop.
The new IBM iSphere.
No, dude. GameStop.
Did they have
sales of $5 billion? Anyway.
Okay, but Dave, if you don't have a serious comment, shut up!
Okay, but anyway, okay, critique, I know this is going back a little bit, but you said that guy's quote,
yeah,
that it's for yada yada. Okay, who cares about him? He's an executive editor of EGM. That's his opinion.
He's highly respected in the gaming community, I guess.
Would you shut up,
Nick? Opinion
shut up.
Nick, people are unopinionated.
God, it's his own
it's everyone else's own opinion to like the Wii. So what's your point?
Who cares what he said?
So?
How is the PS3 going to win by so many people?
You guys are totally not making any sense.
Yeah. Let me tell you this right now. I bet if he was defending Nintendo, these guys would be, like, all in support of him. Just because he's defending PlayStation 3, they're just getting
mad. How can you prove that in any way?
He's not technically supporting the PlayStation 3. He's just saying that they appeal.
He could be supporting the 360 for all he know. We know.
Yeah, I mean, Mass Effect's a good game.
The Wii.
Okay. See, here's what I'm saying. Okay, Pratik said the quote, and then Nick and Pratik were both saying that. Oh, see, that proves it. That's it. Okay, it's his opinion. Just like your opinion doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. Neither does his.
True.
Neither does mine. Neither does Mike's. Neither does Pratik's. Neither does Haywood's.
Yeah. A little FYI. Okay, fine.
But then you get the collective opinions, and then you figure out that one of them's gonna win because. The collective opinion state that they like the Wii better than the PS3. The collective opinions. I'm not saying.
In all actuality, only time will tell who's going to win. Hell, who knows? The Wii actually could come out on top. The PS3 could.
The N-Gage could win.
Anybody could.
The N-Gage!
N-Gage, yes!
I'm talking about the N-Gage here again. Guys, I think that's the serious. No,
we'll never
serious
speak of the N-Gage again.
God, the N-Gage. Man, the N-Gauge was awesome. Don't even talk about that.
I just need to cool down for a second. I just got
right
really
now.
Angry there. For a second. Oh my god.
Just go whack it off.
Take a load off, you know.
Should we have a part 3?
Should you want a part 3?
We should have a part 3, but
let's move on for now. We're all really fired up right now, so let's just stop.
Okay, you want to do news? You want to do the news then? And if you want, we can come back. I don't know.
Nick, high five.
Yeah, I love you, Gower. Anyways, we'll just go for the news now.
Okay.
Hey, what did you want to say something before we moved on?
Moved on. I honestly think it's just gonna take a matter of time. Anybody can do it. I think, in my opinion, it's gonna be a tie between the PS3 and Wii. That's my opinion.
I do believe that. I think, in my opinion, the Xbox 360 will lose.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I actually think it's going to lose, too.
Just because it's been out for over 2 years, and the Wii has been out for a year, and it has all...
And all they got coming out is Halo.
Halo 3.
Mass Effect.
Okay, you guys just... I know you guys don't like Halo, but I hate to say this, but that will actually...
A
lot of consoles.
Oh, yeah.
Don't try to deny
it.
It will sell shitloads.
That should be the biggest system seller out there.
But will it sell enough... to make up for how much better the Wii is doing.
No.
It's not going to pick up, but it's going to sell a lot of consoles.
It's going to see like
it might catch up, but it's just going to drop back down.
Yeah.
Until they come out with another big seller, and then it'll change.
Yeah, but by that point, the Wii will be too far ahead.
Well, you guys are forgetting about this, but don't forget 2008.
God, shut up.
Stop saying
we
that.
Get a lot of stuff coming in 2008, okay?
Oh, really?
360?
360? I haven't heard too much about them. Well, there's like, what is it? What the heck is that? Fable 2? That's.
Can't say GTA 4 or Resident Evil 5 just for the PS3, because those are multi-console.
They're multi-platform. We can't count them.
It's true. Other than that.
You can't count them in an argument if they're multi-platform. It doesn't, like, matter, really.
It really doesn't matter, then.
Yeah. See, you guys are forgetting about us. I don't know if Sony's amazing first party, okay?
Like what?
Nintendo actually has
what?
The best first party.
Okay, fine.
People
but you're forgetting
hate Nintendo's first party because they can't win. So like the Nintendo first party sells way more than the third developers, and they get mad. That's how good they are.
Yeah, actually, I have to agree with Mike. I mean, I'm pretty sure Nintendo's the best first party right now.
I'm gonna go. Well, in terms of sale or game quality?
Game quality.
Game.
I have yet to see.
Honestly, game quality is ultimately in the eye of the beholder.
It is because true. Another opinion. It doesn't matter. Move on.
But it's opinion.
I'm sorry. Carry on.
I was just RE4. Okay, well, I'm just using this as an example, okay, Gower?
But that's not Nintendo.
Oh, what were we talking about?
It was Capcom.
You're talking about first party right now. Yeah, you can tell. Okay,
anyways, whatever. Some game. I don't like it, you like it. I mean, how do you decide if that game's good or not?
People have different
opinions.
But the people who have the more people... I guess it's the way... How I don't know. But, like...
There's no way to say that this game is the best. You know, I don't know. You know what I mean?
But I'm just saying, like, if you look at Nintendo's things, the amount of their franchises that have gotten best games of the year and like 10s out of 10s and all this shit is, there's only like two, quote unquote, bad Zelda games that, according to the reviews.
Two.
Yeah.
As far as I'm aware,
that we've made by Nintendo.
They're
really
made by Nintendo. We will never speak of the CDI ever.
Those were not made by Nintendo. Those are not first party.
Hey, you guys want to know another name made by Nintendo?
Not that many bad Mario
CDI.
Games.
What about Nintendogs? What about that game?
That's got great reviews. People love it.
Over 5 million units.
Yeah, and they love it.
It's not for me.
Then the damn dog don't even listen to you. You're like... Goddamn dog, listen to me.
I hate that game because I don't care. I'd rather play other games, but it's not for me.
Yeah.
It sells a lot. That's a first party game. It sells good. We're good.
My sister has it.
Nintendo.
I'm not surprised.
I can never get that damn dog to shut up.
BioShock has already sold 410,000.
That's not a first party game.
That's not a first party game.
We're not talking about that game. That's 2K. That's 2K.
Yeah.
I don't care. Do I care? No. I'm bored.
I thought you said that, even though I'm pretty sure everybody's well aware that BioShock is selling like crazy.
Metroid, I'm not sure if there's ever been a badly reviewed Metroid game.
Yeah.
No, there hasn't, actually.
No, I'm sure there hasn't.
I can't... First, second, fusion. No. You guys think of... Okay, what are some Sony exclusives? Or not exclusives, first parties.
First parties?
I know.
They have a bunch of studios, like Naughty Dog, Incognito, Ready at Dawn,
developed by Sony directly,
Has anything developed by Sony...
all third party.
Those are all second party. That's called second party when you buy a different developer and have them make games for you.
But they're published by the first party.
They're not made by Sony.
Publishing is different.
That's called second party.
Publishing is like way different than a mom.
That's when you make the game. You don't. When you make the like discs and you send them out. You don't.
I think isn't God of War, first party?
It is first party. It's made by Ready at Dawn Studios, which is a Sony company.
That's
just like Naughty Dog. Okay.
No, it's second party. Naughty Dog.
That's
exactly.
Nintendo does not have any like side companies. They have Nintendo that makes games.
What about Rare? Huh? They were
that's
with
Microsoft.
That's not the first party.
They
game.
Were with
Microsoft now.
I know, but they were with Nintendo before.
Yeah, well, I don't count Banjo-Kazooie as a first party game.
No, it's published by Nintendo. How could
so publishing is different than developing.
Developing. We're talking about developing.
Resident Evil 4 was a first party game because it was published by Nintendo.
No, it was published by Capcom.
It's Capcom.
It was published by Capcom. It wasn't published by Nintendo.
It was published by Nintendo in the beginning.
Because it was first party. If it
was published by Nintendo, there's no way Nintendo would ever let publish it on a PlayStation 2 then.
They don't own Capcom, but they published it, and then eventually
fine. Well, then...
They still make money off that game, even if it's on the PS, something else.
Sony doesn't develop any games at all. They buy companies, and they develop. Nintendo
and Sony publishes.
Develops their own games. They don't publish
That's why PS3 is better. Actual developer's studio, I'm pretty sure Sony does.
There's a huge difference.
Actually, it's a pretty big difference.
And just a news flash, Ocarina of Time has sold 7.6 million copies.
Woo!
Hells yeah.
Well, like,
man,
would you count,
just don't have patience for those damn games.
Would you count, Final Fantasy as a first party?
No, it's published by Square Enix.
Yeah, but it was published by Sony.
It's not published by Sony, it's published by Square Enix.
Really?
It doesn't say published by Sony at all anywhere in the games, actually.
Really? Well, I just thought, though, because...
Wait, what game are we talking about again? I lost
Final Fantasy.
I could have sworn the older
Okay,
ones.
Well, fine, you guys... Do you really think Metroid is made by Nintendo? No, it's made by Retro Studios,
Metro.
Okay?
No, Metroid Prime is made by Retro Studios. Metroid is made by Nintendo.
Yeah.
Well, if you say that, Sony owns all the IPs that these different publishers make.
So? They didn't make them. Naughty Dog made them.
Retro's making Metroid. Okay.
Yeah, but we're not counting Metroid Prime.
Well, how can you not count that?
We're not counting Metroid Prime.
Yeah, that's total bullcrap.
Retro Studios. Metroid. No. The original Metroids. First, second, like third one, I think, too. Those were all amazing games.
Yeah, those were all made by Nintendo. It was after that that they got third parties involved.
Retro Studios made Metroid Prime. That's a 3D game. Completely different. We're not talking about that.
Oh my god. Well, you guys are fine. Name it. Fine. What is Nintendo making right now? Then that's on the Wii that other people are not making.
Super Mario Galaxies.
Smash Brothers.
Yeah, Smash Brothers. No. That's that one studio with the dog. Remember in the thing.
Yeah, so basically all you guys have is Mario Galaxy as your argument, which I'm sure is being
They just made Zelda. That's their own.
That's probably being built by an internal developer.
What? Yeah. No, it's developed by Nintendo. There is no thing that says developed by some random studio. It's developed by Nintendo. Okay. The company. Not some company that they just spent money and threw at them and said, like, here, make us a game. They said, we're going to make this game because we like this game. We're going to make it. They're not throwing money around. They made it themselves.
Oh my God. Okay, I found the developer and publisher of Super Mario Galaxy. The developer is Nintendo EAD Tokyo.
That's a developing company.
It's Nintendo.
From Tokyo.
From Tokyo.
Yeah, it's Tokyo Nintendo.
That's pretty obvious that it's in Tokyo.
That's an internal developing studio, not...
But they didn't buy it, they made it! It's their own company! They bought Naughty God. It was there before!
Okay, I found what it stands for. It stands for Nintendo Entertainment Analysis and Development Tokyo. It's a Nintendo...
What?
It is Nintendo. It's a section of Nintendo.
Yeah.
Naughty Dog is a section of Nintendo.
But it was
Sony
made
now
before
because
Sony.
You almost
it
guys,
was not made
yeah,
for Sony. Sony. It's
Sony.
Naughty Dog.
Sony. Fine. What about Ready at Dawn, the God of War guys? They started with Sony.
Yeah. Well, then that's Sony's. There you go. You have God of War. But if Sony, if there's a studio out there and they make a game and then Sony buys them out to have them make games for them, that's not the same thing. because it's not their own.
Oh. I think we should move on. This is going to
look it up in Wikipedia. Damn it, Dave.
Wikipedia. Okay.
Okay.
Damn it, Dave. Get your ass.
Okay, I found God of War. Let's see. They have nothing. Okay, it's made by SCE Studios Santa Monica.
That is your Santa Monica studio.
I thought that was Sony.
That's Sony Computer Entertainment Santa Monica. Yep. Yeah, there you go. It's made by Sony. Congrats, you have a Sony first party.
Oh my god.
I don't another one. This
Sony
is fun.
Has first parties. I just couldn't think of one.
Fine. Well, what about all the IPs that Sony owns internally and compare them to the IPs that Nintendo owns internally? I'm sure Sony has more IPs than Nintendo if you go through the whole list.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but how many of them suck balls?
Quality over quantity.
Quality? Yeah. Are you calling like all of these games like Ratchet and Clank, the God of Wars, the Resistance, all
the
of them?
That suck.
No. See, those are the good ones.
Those
are the
game
big
sucks.
Tests.
Fine.
Name out the good ones.
We don't know because they sucked. We don't care.
Final Fantasy X-2.
That's
Square Enix. That was a good game. Are you kidding me?
That sucked.
What?
How did it suck?
It sucked. I heard that sucked. Hard.
Did you play it?
Yeah.
No, I've heard from everybody who has, though, that it's practically the worst game ever.
I liked it.
I heard from everybody.
Nick, you like everything that everybody hates, and you hate
it. You are the first person I have ever heard of that has liked Final Fantasy X-2.
Have you ever talked to Megan Finistad?
Well, she's an RPG fan.
It's an RPG, okay, so of course an RPG fan will like it.
I'll tell you, you're the only person that I've ever heard of that hates Zelda. Or not hates it, just can't stand it. You're the only person I've ever heard
of. I've heard that everybody loves Zelda.
Everybody else, they play Zelda and they're like, this is probably the best game I've ever played in a long time. It's great. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And then you're just like, it sucks. I'm like, what?
I can't stand Zelda. Exactly. I'm not, okay, I can honestly say Zelda, it's a good game for the... Depending on what kind of gamer you are, but that's not the gamer I am.
Okay, well that's not. Oh, that's good. Dave, look it up on Wikipedia. Let's move along.
What am I looking up now?
Pretty sure we shouldn't. Along, this is just
first party developed games by Nintendo and Sony.
Okay,
that's kind of a broad topic, you know.
No, but there should be a list. Yes.
There should be a list.
Well, look it up then, Dave.
Okay, I'm going. Hold on, my internet only goes so fast.
No, what?
Oh,
well, it didn't. I couldn't find the server.
Okay, whatever. Let's move.
There it is.
The news? What's the news?
I found it. No, I didn't. Damn it! What the fuck?
Move on to news while Dave's doing Wikipedia.
Please.
Well, if I spelled Wikipedia right.
Anyways, I think the final conclusion with all this is that only time will tell who's gonna win.
Thank you. Please don't stick in a believe 2008 in there.
There's no way you can say one person.
I'm gonna believe 2008, but you guys don't have.
We didn't. 2008, you know, it is the year.
Critique.
Well, we'll see. Nintendo hasn't said anything about 2008. So.
Exactly. What do they have in store? Tell. Hey, we fit 2008.
We fit.
Fuck yeah.
I get that just because I'm a huge Nintendo fanboy.
Let's not try to use that probably as defense against Nintendo. Would you start to the damn news, please?
What can I say?
Please, we keep just extending this because we just say, can I just say, and I'm going to end it on.
All right. Like I said before, finally, only time will tell, okay?
Okay, stop.
Finish. We're done.
News. Huh?
News.
What's the news?
News. Okay, fine.
The spirit within.
Yeah, let's move on to some news.
Fine.
Some news here. We got two seasons of Family Guy that are being added to the Xbox Live Marketplace for you folks.
By the way, I think it's a very slow time for news because it's almost not that really matters.
Nah,
I really don't care.
I looked in the news. There's not that much crap.
I don't know.
I got a little.
There's some pretty big games coming out next month. If that's news.
Oh yeah, that's. Oh my god.
Let's name some.
Halo 3.
Guitar Hero 3. Is it Mass
Effect? Halo 3. I know you guys don't like it, but you can't deny that's a big game, right?
No, of course it's a big game. No shit.
Well, those are two pretty big ones, though. There's a lot.
I know, there's a lot. I just can't think of...
Brad, come on, you gotta know some of these.
You like some big games coming out this month or next month?
Next month.
Next, October. Well, no, it's this month now. No. September.
September?
Oh. Phantom Hourglass in October. Phantom Hourglass. That's what you
meant. Huh. Well, that's that's October, isn't it? Or is it?
No, this month, Pratik. Damn it, this month.
Okay, fine. This month. Okay, fine. This month we got got Heavenly Sword coming out. You know,
that's already out.
No, it's not.
No, it's
not out. They were.
I thought it was out.
They're
out.
Layers out. Not Heavenly Sword.
I assumed that it was out. Nope. I've seen a lot of reviews.
Looks to be pretty good, but we'll have to find out and see.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty good game.
More big stuff that's coming out this month for all the what do you call it, the 360 fans out there. Biggest game for them, Halo 3, September 25th.
God, Cody's crazy about that game.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's not gonna leave his room for about 3 days.
That's what I'm gonna do when Super Smash Brothers comes out.
Yeah.
See what else?
That's the only reason why I'm still keeping my Wii around. I might sell it, though.
Oh my god, that game's gonna be awesome.
Keep it for Smash, you're gonna be playing that game forever. People still play Brawl.
Man, I still play the original. I like the original better.
Everybody loves Smash.
I mean, yeah, people play both. There's tournaments and everything.
I know.
It's amazing. It
should be
the reason. That's a pretty big IP coming up for Nintendo.
Okay. Let's see, here, let me take a look at some of these releases coming out. Nintendo DS, we got a Zoe 101 Field Trip. What the heck is
that?
Drawn to Life, DK Jungle Climber, Pet Love Spa, Seven Wonders. I'm going down the list. We got a Spelling Challenges, Jams.
Exactly big.
I'm just reading down the whole list.
I really like if you start with Zoe 101.
That's what's coming up next, September 10th.
Is that first on the list, Pratik?
Yeah, it's not first on the list. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Okay, then we got...
How the heck did that guy get up there?
What else is on here? Moving on the list, we got a Backyard Baseball, huh?
Oh, no, wait, that's October. So I was thinking
that is such an awesome game, are you kidding me?
What game?
Backyard Baseball.
I don't like sports games that much.
Hey, there's something for you guys. My Sims with the Wi-Fi. Do you?
I don't care about that game.
I might get that. I don't know. I'm not too big of a Sims fan.
That
game bores me. I'm sorry.
Except for Animal Crossing. That's awesome.
That game is really... Tom Nook is the devil. Okay?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Hey, come on. Sonic Rush Adventure we got coming out on DS.
The first one was really good.
Yeah, it was. Let's take a look at the,
PSP, or PS3, or...
PY, you wanna look at, actually, you know, might happen.
Hopefully.
Fine.
A few months ago, a game came out for the Dreamcast, and I was like, what?
Yeah, I know, that's pretty
I heard they're making a game for the Dreamcast, actually. I heard that, I don't know if it's true, but...
It's like, what the hell's wrong with you? Who's gonna buy that?
Dreamcast development, you know. Okay.
Alright, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. Okay, fine. Let's see what's
Hannah Montana site.
I'm not on the Hannah Montana site yet. I'm on the list right now for games, okay? I'm looking down Wii right now. We got a Cosmic Family, Fishing Master, My Sims.
I wonder if that's actually going to be realistic, you know, the fishing thing. If it, you know, is actually really good at the fishing thing, I'm not going to buy it, but it'd be kind of cool. But fishing's boring, so go ahead.
Yeah. Mercury Meltdown, which is actually
that looks
not
really
bad.
Cool.
Yeah.
Puzzle game. Sexy.
Yeah, and also later on we got a DDR Hottest Party bundle for Wii.
I heard you could virtually punch people in the face with the Wii Remote.
Oh yeah, you can like distract them by hitting them. Or you can just do it in real life, that too.
That would just be kind of fun.
Or you can just, you know, like shove them over in real life.
Yeah,
that
you
works.
Just hit them in real life.
That's true too. You can do both at the same time. Really piss them off.
Right.
Smack them in the game, punch them in the face.
That'd be awesome.
Go ahead, Dave.
Okay. see what else other consoles. We can go, you want to go over to 360? I can do that. Pull up the list here, and we got Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion Game of the Year Edition for $25.
Oh, MSG. I like how you said Game of the Year Edition and then you said the price.
Not $25. I mean, yeah, $59.99, not $25. That's
wait for what?
What
for
the heck did I say $25 from?
What's this coming out of?
I don't know.
What?
What's coming? What's
wait, the wait. Elder Scrolls IV Game of the Year Edition for $59.99, not $25.
For what? For what console?
360. I'm reading 360 now. Yeah, pay attention.
Not already out. Yeah, come on. 360.
Yeah, no, this is the Game of the Year Edition. You know.
Oh, whoop-de-doo.
It's really good.
I'm thinking about the PSP version. I heard that style.
This is scheduled for December somewhere. I don't know. Probably. Okay, yeah. Something else that's coming out, 360 hardware, the limited time Halo 3 edition with the 20 gig hard drive for $400. There's no built-in Wi-Fi or anything yet.
People are going to buy it. I guarantee.
Yeah, people will buy it, you know.
Because they're that could not spell Halo.
I know, for some reason, I don't know what's so good about another shooter.
I like the story, personally. That's about it.
But the story's nice, yeah.
Yeah, then we got, of course, the Halo 3 game, which comes in three versions, the regular one, the limited edition, and the $130 one with the helmet and everything.
That doesn't even fit on your head.
If you can guess, that's the one Cody got.
The helmet. It's so stupid. Just don't know it's like, you can't even, I'm probably about, like, wearing the helmet and shit, and I'm like, you can't even wear that thing, it's too tiny. You can't, it's too small.
So dumb. Yet people will buy it.
Yeah, Cody did. Oh.
Okay.
Anything that has Halo on it.
Yeah, so, yeah, we got some more stuff. I'll move on to the PS3 list now. We got the NHL 2K8, which I don't care. I'm sure maybe one guy out there is like, oh my god, NHL, you know.
NHL, bad game, dude.
Okay, oh and then the,
I'm...
Then the PS3 version of Dirt is coming out September 11th.
Motorstorm better.
Yeah. Well, you know, Heavenly Sword September 12th.
Oh,
excited!
Are you serious that early? Oh man, I gotta go spend more money.
Yeah. I've already seen reviews for it. Are you sure it's coming out September?
I spent too much money already.
Yeah. And we had John Woo presents Stranglehold, the game. It's coming out just maybe a week or something after the 360 version, maybe 2 weeks. I don't know. Yeah, and we got a Stuntman Ignition.
Another Stuntman.
Yeah. Other stuff's in here. Oh, well, we're getting into October, which we'll save for later, which is jam packed full of a lot more stuff than September.
I'm gonna be broke in October.
Dude, you're really quiet, just you know.
No way I'm going to have anything left after October. Yeah. And then still November, and then December.
Yeah. PS2 still a viable platform. We got some games coming out. Dot Hack GU Volume 3 Redemption.
Have you ever played those games, Pratik?
I haven't played the Dot Hack games, actually. I heard they're pretty good.
Take,
you know.
take a dungeon crawler and make it the most boring thing ever. You've got the Dot Hack games. Have you played them, Haywood?
Dot Hack? No, I have not.
Oh my, so repetitive. Oh my god. It's like, oh god, it's so boring.
Yeah.
You just sit there and
hack. Hello,
hello, hello. Oh, hello, hello, hello.
I don't know, someone might like it, but I found him to be the most boring game ever.
Well, we also got the NHL 08, huh? Again.
Or hockey. Who cares? Yeah.
See what else is on here. Oof, SingStar, 80s. Yeah, I'm not too excited about that.
No.
Siphon Filter Dark Mirror. That's not bad. What else is there? Bratz, the movie? Come on.
Oh, first in line, baby.
Just let that die, please.
Oh, and here's something some people might be excited about. DDR Supernova 2.
Hey, DDR, suck at it so bad.
It's kind of a fun game. I'm pretty good at it. Decent.
It's fun to play. I just suck
to be good at it. I haven't played in so long.
If you haven't had Life Fitness yet, you played Life Fitness.
and everybody sucks at it because they don't know how to play
it. That sucked. I took that my sophomore year, and we didn't have it in there.
I have to take it this year.
What?
Dang. How do you turn your thing on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Other stuff?
Yeah, that's
well.
About it. You got news or what?
Is that it? Is that it for what we have on here?
For games?
Yeah. Well, unless you want to do PC? You want to do PC? See if there's anything on PC. Of course there's stuff on PC.
Stuff.
We get the, oh, what is this? The Oblivion Game of the Year edition on PC as well. For $10 cheaper than the 360 version. World in Conflict actually is coming out, which I heard is a very nice game. And, yeah. I don't think anything worthy else. Well, there's Blazing Angels 2. But
what about PS2? There's still games coming out for that system.
Yeah, we did PS2.
Did PB, you missed it.
That's right.
We had a Stranglehold here, too, also coming out.
So did we do all the consoles now?
Yeah, we just did PC, so we're like done now.
Okay. That should be about
good. What about the N-Gage?
The N-Gage, huh?
N-Gage? Don't even bother with N-Gage.
The N-Gage is awesome. Fun.
God, what a sucky console.
Handheld, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fine. Well, I got two more pieces of news for you guys. The Guitar Hero Wii version not launch with online. So, for those of you expecting online on the Wii, feel bad for you.
I'm actually not too worried about it, because I'm going to be trying to do the Fire and the Flames for so long. By the time I do, online's going to be available.
Yeah.
I suck so much that I don't really care, because then I'll just lose. But it would be nice to have it, but... I might just get the 360 version.
I could just whoop Pratique at home, then. I wouldn't even have to go over to his house.
Well, then get the PS3 version. Have fun with it.
I will.
I might get the 360 version, but it's too so expensive.
Hey, well...
I'm not going to buy any of it. I'm going to save myself, like, a bunch of money.
Yeah, that's because...
Like a car insurance by switching to Geico?
Ooh, nice. Yeah. Ooh.
Nice Geico. Plug for Geico. They should still pay us some money.
Geico, that's $100 pay up. Write the check out to Michael Gower. Thank you.
Anderson. You do know that this is my show.
I'm the one who gave the plug, alright?
Yeah, but it's my show, so, you know, deal with it.
Deal with your face.
No, it's not. It's our show.
It's
we could not show up and you wouldn't have a show.
I can solo it.
No, you couldn't.
I'll solo it. Burn!
Yeah.
Buy the new Star Wars DVD.
Fine. Well, last piece of news I got for you is a Motorstorm patch coming soon. New map and some more vehicles. No word on the date yet, but...
So there's absolutely no patches or new maps for any other game at all coming out?
No, not really.
Did you check or did you just search for Motorstorm or specific PS3 ones?
No, I didn't. I didn't search for just any specific PS3 ones.
He looks at the damn news guard.
I know, yeah. Okay, so...
What game would you be thinking of?
It was probably a goddamn slow week, though.
Yeah, so I guess we'll wrap this up now, so...
So yeah, Jack Thompson's a bastard.
Yeah, he is. Huh?
Yep.
Everybody, we can all agree on that. Hey, he sucks.
Hate that guy.
I don't know if you guys have said this, but Diddy Kong for Smash Bros. I saw that coming, like, a mile away.
Cool.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, there's a new map on there, too. The WarioWare map. That is going to be hectic.
Yeah.
Hectic.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's hell.
Yeah. So,
I wanted to say.
Bring that up.
People would like to know.
Okay, so until next time, you know.
Yeah, we're going to be doing our part 3.
Yeah,
part 3. We should just do the Handheld Wars. Which
part 3?
Handheld Wars.
I don't like PSP that much. I couldn't even talk it.
Yeah,
anyways.
I couldn't even talk.
I'd get the N-Gage to talk
I'd solo
that.
It. I'd solo the PSP one.
That about wraps it up for this week.
Yeah, so
I'll get into it now, but yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. So, yeah, contact stuff, emails, thegamers2@gmail.com.
Just play the thing. Nick.
No, we got a fancy new intro. So
zombies.
Fancy, fancy for numero.
Yes, we are gonna have a fancy, fancy new intro.
Yeah. So yeah. So see ya.
Party. Zombies.